The offensive began on Sunday, and the UN estimates that so far up to 40,000 people have already fled the northern city. Andrei Mahecic is a spokesperson with the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR.
Tell Afar in Nineveh province, some 65 kilometers northwest of Mosul, fell under the control of extremist armed groups in 2014. Its pre-conflict population was thought to be around 200,000 people. Since April this year, more than 30,000 people fled Tell Afar district, many living in camps, sheltering other families, also mainly displaced from Mosul.
Humanitarians have not been able to access Tell Afar since 2014. It's feared thousands could still be inside the city, where conditions are said to be extremely difficult. UNHCR reports that residents have been surviving on unclean water and bread over the past 3 to 4 months.
We fear that Iraqi civilians are likely to be held as human shields again, and that attempts to flee could result in executions and shootings. We call on all parties to the conflict to allow civilians to leave the conflict area and to access safety. We are also concerned about the reports that in some instances displaced Iraqi families from Tell Afar are being denied access to safety in locations that have capacity to absorb them.
Many families who have escaped are walking up to 20 hours in blistering heat to reach safety. They're arriving at UN sites exhausted, dehydrated, and in poor health. Olivia Hedden is a spokesperson with IOM, the International Organization for Migration.
A lot of people who've arrived in our emergency sites require urgent medical care. We're seeing a lot of traumatic injuries, including fractured limbs sustained as a result of the conflict. We're also seeing severely malnourished children, people with gastritis and upper respiratory infections. We're providing medical care, shelter, and non-food items such as mattresses, fans, hygiene kits, solar lights.
The World Health Organization, WHO, is also supporting civilians who have escaped from Tell Afar. WHO is focusing on providing trauma care in areas as close to the fighting as possible. The goal is to treat people early after they have sustained a traumatic injury, which greatly boosts their survival. Deanne Penn, United Nations.